I don't get eating a necklace.
Well, yeah, that'll do. Do you call it a string of beads, or do you call it a necklace?
I got a necklace beads. You got two or three hanging in. Mm-hmm. I got a necklace beads. I don't know.
All right. What do you call it when somebody, you know, when two men get in a fight and one of them just really beats the other one up pretty badly? You say he's done what to the other one?
That is whoops, man. Match? And I've been no fight like that.
Well, I was just asking, you know what?
Yeah.
What? It's raining a little bit out there.
It's raining now?
Yeah. What do you call the back part of the legs when a person's squatting down, you know, like this? What do you call
that? I got rheumatism, man.
This back, this part, when a person, what do you call that when they're just squatting?
I call it rheumatism. I got rheumatism. I can't do all that now. I can't do that. Can you hear me?
Well, now, what do you call the back part of this leg when you...
I call it my levers. It's doing dressing. Well, I call it.
No, now, what do you... I mean, suppose I didn't have any clothes on. I was just out here with nothing on, and I had just that back part of my leg. What do you call that part of my leg? That part right there. Right
there. I call it...
If you don't have a name for it, that's all
right.
This is what I was asking before. What do you call a stingy person? You have a nickname for them?
Yeah, I know a lot of stingy people.
You don't know any?
I say I know a whole lot, but
do you use
I haven't them? Been to any business.
Well, I mean, what do you know, if you and your wife are talking about them, and you know if you and your wife talking about them, it's not going to go any further than just in the house. You call them a what? What do you call them?
I got one heifer or something other.
A what? What's a heifer?
Is it somebody's messing around in a business? That's right.
Would you pronounce that for me again?
If you said a heifer person and asked me, and I ain't gonna be down in the house, I ain't gonna be no around. I said she's heifer. He might be heifer. Do you? I got better something hanging around there.
And that, what does heifer mean?
All that means the old drow or something, and they just do the thing, or take your thing, drag a whole lot or something like that.
Oh, I see. It's just a no count.
That's no count.
I see.
Of course, you're fool enough to go down and buy, spend, work, and that's your business.
Mind. I see what you're talking
about. Yeah.
What do you call it when a person is dressed up in funny looking clothes and nothing goes together? I mean, you know, what do you say? How do you talk about that kind of a person when they're dressed up funny?
On Sunday.
Not on Sunday, but when they're dressed up, they got on funny-looking clothes that just don't seem to go together.
I thought about having a queer clown.
Okay.
Well, I think
what do you call it when you put on your good clothes? Was there an expression that you have when you say you're putting on your good clothes to go somewhere? What is that?
Church.
Well, what kind of a term do you use to say that somebody is putting on their good clothes?
Oh no.
What do you say when you what's the term?
I'm on church. I'm gonna take my bath and clean up my thing. Go to church. I have nothing to talk about me.
You use a dress up or primp up or duke
no,
up?
No, I don't primp.
You don't primp?
No.
What's primping?
Huh?
What's primping? What is that?
I don't know. I don't primp. I'm going to take a bath, shave. I don't want to just... No, primping is put that paddle on your face. And I don't do that.
You don't do that.
Yes, sir.
You just say dress up or what?
Dress up.
You dress up to go to church?
Absolutely. I can't like a whole lot.